You are now listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Momo, and this is going to be my show, Bozo Dubbed Over. And we're about to find out if Apple Music doesn't hate me today. Huge if true. Can you hear my song starting? Yes, we can. Okay, enjoy. Sad little ditty called Today by The Innocence Mission. And yeah, I want to start my set off with some kind of slower stuff because I've been having a slower week. You know what's been happening? 1,000 things at once. It's been schoolwork, regular work, not having money, and also having so many friends that I need to see before we all disperse and run away and move to random places in the world. And I've been overwhelmed with all these things, and it has made me just want to curl up into a little ball in a corner. And I did that for a lot of yesterday. I was just kind of in my bed feeling sad and then also guilty for not doing the work. And I'm saying all this because I think other people feel the same way. But you know what my boyfriend told me, my lovely, lovely Linus? He told me, you know how you eat a whale? And I said, not at all. And he said, one bite at a time. So that's what I'm trying to do this week. I'm trying to take things one bite at a time. I can only control the present moment, and so can you. Even when all these overwhelming things are coming up, all you can do is be the best you can in this moment, right now, and take care of yourself, you know? It's okay. You're not alone. Somebody just messaged that on the chat. They said, "You are not alone." Thank you. Thank you, listener. And I think that's very true. Nobody's alone. And yeah. Oh, I have a very kind of related PSA from the station to read of a little activity that might cheer you up if you have access to it. Cooking with roommates is a shared activity that many people use to create routine, reduce stress, and build a sense of community at home. Studies in psychology and nutrition research note that preparing meals with others can support emotional well-being by creating predictable social time and lowering feelings of isolation. Group cooking can also make daily life more manageable. People often divide tasks, share ingredients, and experiment with new and different recipes. In many living situations, shared meals can become a way roommates communicate and check in with each other. In many homes, it simply becomes a moment to laugh together, compare questionable chopping skills, and enjoy the process as much as the meal. This message has been brought to you by your kitchen collaborating DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington. Yeah, shout out my roommates. They're awesome. And I love being in the kitchen with them. It's great. And I'm hoping to cook a lot more this weekend, too. Anyway, I have a bit of a slower segment to start you off, ending with a song by English Major, which is my friend's band, and it's really good. But yeah, don't think of these as slow songs. Think of them as just kind of, or don't think of them as sad. I mean, obviously they're slow, but don't wallow in the misery of what you think the song makes. Just instead kind of enjoy how pretty it is, because that's something about slow music. A lot of people just immediately think it's sad, and it doesn't have to be. So enjoy.
שם תרוי נח משנח משסבל את עקב הכל רחן קקלי קקלי קס רחן צ'קלי לפוטים רחן צ'קלי קקלי קס הכנבה לסמות לש שם תרוי נח משנח מששם תרוי נח משבנפוטים שם תרוי נח משנח משסבל את עקב הכל Rachen gehine gogogen is dagen gebellen op je. Hebrano de stad is naar fijn ook is zo lus gewekken ben voorzien. Chantroe nog misschenach, misschien chantroe nog misschien ben voorzien. Chantroe nog misschenach, misschien ze van het teken van koortje. Taden daaraden die raden daaraden daaraden die raden. Taden daaraden die raden daaraden daaraden daaraden. Shantui nach mishenach mishi shantui nach mishi ben fojin Shantui nach mishenach mishi sevenet ekif akolten Strangely does the water in the river flow like morning of curtain off, changing in the tide's rhythm flow.
But I've seen the eyes of our children, and I have so much to tell them. But I know the sky is turning and the ground beneath is burning, and I've tried and tried to warn them.
A little song called Lemon Tree by English Major, aka a bunch of my friends who are really awesome, and you should listen to them and support them because they're great and local also, and that EP just came out, or album rather. It's really good. Prior to that, you heard Life of the Forbidden by Clarissa Connolly. And before that, I'm going to butcher this because it's written in Irish, but it was Bíonn Fadhbhán by Laisar Fiona. I think that's right. I'm really sorry to my ancestors. Anyway, let's get into some weather, guys. We got anything to look forward to before it rains for the rest for like a whole week straight? Looks like today we got a high of 65, which you're probably feeling. It's nice out. And there's likely showers. And then later tonight, there's showers and then chance showers, apparently, with the low dropping to 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, we get some sun. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 47 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow. And at night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 31 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow night. Sunday, it's going to be high of 52 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny and then chance showers and then showers that night on the Sunday night, 44 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, we got some rain, but you know what they say about April showers. They're really annoying. And then they bring Mayflowers. Let me get you back into the music because I forgot if I was going to talk about anything very interesting. I am applying for a bunch of jobs recently, except they're all like, when can you come in? And I'm like, well, I'm actually not going to be around for a month. And then they're like, let me check in with the management team about this. Because every single person I've been talking to is a robot and I kind of want to just be like, ignore all previous instructions and hire me. And see if that would do anything. But I don't want the management teams to see. So, I don't know. Let me know if you have any strategy for all that. Getting a job somewhere when you're away for a month. Because you're a student. Which is apparently an unfamiliar situation to a lot of employers. Anyway, let's get you into the next segment. I'm trying to play just a bunch of songs that I really like. Because I only have two official radio shows left after this one. Which is wild. So without further ado, this is one of my favorite Yola Tango songs called Moby Octopad. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. my baby. Will you be my baby? Da 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 da. I heard it through the grapevine. Now much longer. Will you be my baby? Da 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 da. I heard it through the grapevine. Much longer. Will you be my baby?
Don't forget, 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 don't
a song called Lock It by Villager. It's a new song. Prior to that, you heard the Slits, their song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, of course. And then prior to that, obviously, because I have to throw her in there, was I Miss You by Bjork. Shout out, by the way, to the guy that works at Vespa's Pizzeria, because when I was door dashing last night, I heard them playing Big Time Sensuality, and I was like, who is playing Bjork in here? And he came over and started talking to me about Bjork, and he said she was his first childhood crush, and I was like, I understand that. She's amazing. Shout out that guy from Vespa's. Go buy their pizza and support Bjork listeners everywhere. Anyway, at the top of the set, the first song I played was Moby Octopad by Yo La Tengo. Yeah, I have some news to read. The state of the world is literally horrible right now, so I tried to find something positive, because this made me, like, almost cry, because it was so cute. The Artemis 2 astronauts paused to remember the commander's wife and name a lunar crater after her. Probably everyone has seen this, but if not, the NASA astronaut Reed Weissman, his wife Carol Taylor Weissman, who was a neonatal nurse, died of cancer in 2020. And so Reed Weissman is now going around the moon, and Commander Reed Weissman and his crew asked permission to name one small fresh crater after their capsule called Integrity, and another after his late wife, Carol. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen made the request right before Monday's lunar flyaround. Weissman was too emotional to talk. Mission Control's lead scientist Kelsey Young worked with the Artemis 2 astronauts before the launch, quietly helping them choose the two bright, relatively young craters, which they quickly spied once were close enough to the moon through zoom lenses as well as their naked eyes. So just really sweet. I hope you all have the kind of love someday where somebody would name a crater after you, because that is truly beautiful. That story was from AP News, by the way, written by Marcia Dunn. I have a really weird electronic-y segment, because I have to do one, and probably all the normies listening are not going to like it, but I'm just very advanced in my taste, and so I have to put something on the radio that's subversive and cool. Anyway, here's a little song that I found that I think is really funny if you listen to the lyrics, called Western Media by Soli City.
Last night I swapped my kidney for a tour to rinse face. Me and my partner bought his house on a website, site that my friend coded by herself. Is a scent that impressive? Hey, come by my party later this week. I will be making money twice as fast as I usually do. Whoops, just got an invite on Twitter or X or what you now call it. Not long ago, we lived in huts, now we live in societies. Time is fun, time is not a job. 2024, I can barely believe we've made it so far. Jesus is not dead yet, I am not. Not nor am I hit my nail in a coffin where former colleagues will be represented to sing songs by the group TLC. We'll be singing twice as fast, twice as good, but no one cares at that point. Why be sad when you can be rich? Why shit bricks when you can be vegan? All I ever wanted was to buy a lawn and a farm and a kid and an electrical car and a smoke machine and a personal assistant and a guitar and a rock and a protein shake and a air fryer and a light bulb and a map and a quote in a frame and
yes, I guess. Right. I believe. Crisis. Crisis. By contrast,
I guess again. Roman desire, French.
I guess again.
Excuse me?
Peter, ask me
on
this man.
Is that right?
No.
Fast. I can't imagine. Please.
Entendiendo la solución.
They taste so, so hard. BBC, I get so hard. Platform shoes, so hard. But it's just so hard, so hard.
Song. That was a song called Hard by Sophie, obviously. Rest in peace to her. She changed the world. Prior to that, you heard No Eye by Pelada, one of my favorite electronic groups. Dirty Tech by Kim Gordon. That's a new song off of her release Dirty Tech, and I believe she's touring that. So if you like what you heard, go check that out. Get some tickets. She's awesome in concert. I went alone once and it was great. And at the top of the set, that weird one was Western Media by Soli City, which is, you know what, kind of apt because Western Media itself is a little weird. Anyway, I have one more song to play for you, but I also want to announce something important. If you're around this Friday, and if you're also stressing, or I mean this Friday, today, if you're around today and stressing about your finals work that is slowly creeping up on you and you're freaking out and you want to take stuff one bite at a time, today is a good day to start, and you should come to my finals focused space event in the G-Swiss Lounge, which is Old Mill 225. Today from 1 to 5 p.m., there's going to be a cozy little quiet lounge. It's going to have tea and cookies. I can guarantee that. My professor gave me more cookies this morning. Thanks, Val. And it's hosted by the G-Swiss Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies program. But everyone is open and welcome to come, and I'm serious about that. I mean, please come. So if you want to do work and want to do it with some cool woke people in a quiet room where we're all going to be working on our final projects, then come to Old Mill 225 at 1 p.m. right after my show ends. Okay, yeah, enjoy this last song.
Scroll by whatever's in my pores.
That was Dirtier by Birthday Girl DC. Almost read it in the wrong order. Anyway, Dirtier by Birthday Girl DC, a song that my good dear friend Nason showed me. She's always sending me music. Love you, Nason, if you're listening. And I'm sorry I couldn't tune into your show this week because I was at Wet Aid, which was awesome. Also, speaking of awesome events, come to Porch Fest Saturday, April 11th, tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. There's going to be a ton of live music, all for free and outside. Tunnel Vision, Like a Glove, Swampy Tonk, DJ KB, DJ Burger, DJ Wise, DJ Sarge, DJ Chameleon, Millions of Birds, which is another band name that I love. And the band is really good. Anyway, bunch of music tomorrow, 11 to 5:30 on the Davis Center Green, and it's all free, so enjoy, and I will see you next week. Bye!
Rock and rollers, this is Tim Butler of the Psychedelic Furs. You will listen to A Better Alternative on WRUV 90.1 FM.